Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Charles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Powell moves to third. Bowens moves to second. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Bowens reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Powell moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino is walked intentionally. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Matthews. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Seaborn moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Seaborn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jimenez. Powell moves to third. Bowens moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Orsino is walked intentionally. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-3 in the game. Bunker takes first base on ball 4. Powell scores. Bowens moves to third. Orsino moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Vern Handrahan now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Hanrahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanrahan hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Powell reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Charles moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-6 to Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for George Williams. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alouzik hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Alouzik reaches second base with a double. Dick Green pinch runs for George Alouzik. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Vern Handrahan. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. John Wyatt now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Orsino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.